Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
It is 9 to 11, Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Dave Carlton. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Cos. Middle of the week. We've almost topped the rise. We're ready for the downhill run to the weekend.
Yeah, too right. Now, Michael Clayton's got a smart young chaser.
Well, I tell you, he has indeed, Cos. That greyhound's name is Bit Flash. And he's going around in race 6 tonight at Wentworth Park, a 4th and 5th grade. It jumps at 8:45. And Michael is on the line. Michael, good morning to you. He's been flying on provincial tracks, and he clocked a new track record for the 400 at Wagga in May. That was a scorching 22-53. So he does deserve to win in town.
He does, Dave. The dog's got a lot of speed very quick early, and I've trialled him there. I was pretty happy with his trial. He trialled 30-21 first look. He stumbled a bit coming out of the boxes. So hopefully tonight, if he can find the front, he should break 30.
Well, let's go back to his debut. It was in January at Bulleye. He won on debut, and then at his second race start there, he clocked 22-41. So you must have thought, I've got a pretty smart one here.
Yeah, well, when I PT'd him at Goulburn just before that, he ran 19.69, which is only a couple of tenths off the record. And I thought, you know, he's 18 months old. Every time we've raced him and trialled him, he's improved every single time. So I thought then, you know, because of his age, we eased up on him and just took him along nice and slow, and now he's the dog he is.
Well, you're sending down to Melbourne in the spring of this year under the care of Ros Hume, and he ran against the likes of the Brisbane Gold Cup winner and the new Albion Park track record holder, Seneca, and the launching pad, Victor Tewitchery. I mean, that trip obviously did him the world of good because he's won 6 from 7 since returning home, including that new 400 mark at Wagga.
Yeah, that's right. When he went down there, he was probably a couple of months shy of being really ready for that race, but you can't pick when the race has come up. So, and I got sick at the time. The plan was for me to travel down there with him, and because I got sick, his owner, Trevor Rhodes, is best friends with Ros's husband, so he sent him down to him while I was sick, and that's what happened. But look, Sanasi was in that race series. You know, it was a pretty tough assignment for the dog, and he, like I said, he probably wasn't quite ready. But if that series come up now, he'd be a much better dog.
And what about you, Michael? Are you 100% now?
No, I'm at about 80.
Okay, well,
I'm much better, but I'm not quite right.
All right, well, let's hope you can hit those triple figures again, mate. Look, all of the 6 wins of the Greyhound Bit Flash, Michael, have been in best of meeting times since he came back from Victoria, including his most recent start on July the 1st when he clocked 29.76 in a 5th grade in Nowra.
Yeah, well, I trialled him there and he went good. And he's a dog that once he has a look at a track, he improves. And even his second run of the track, he goes even better. And I just felt when he won it now and around 29.76 that he'd found, you know, like another gear, the dog.
Well, he's got box 6 tonight. He's boxed between Timeless Moment and Fawn Flame. And you've also got Shiny Nose. Box number 8. So can the nose run a drum?
Well, 1, 5, and 7 are all wide runners.
Okay.
Bit Flash rails are right, but Shiny Nose is a slow beginner and he's desperate for the inside. He runs his best races from the inside, and he's the sort of dog, if he doesn't get touched, he goes good. But if he gets touched, it all goes bad for him. He can't cop it.
Yeah, he's in box 8 tonight. Now,
he'll struggle.
Bit Flash, Michael, is by Barsha Bale from Ash Flash, who was a South Australian stayer. So he's also got plenty of strength in his bloodline.
Yeah, well, the bloke, Trevor Rhodes, he bred, I think he might have even bred the mother. He raced the mother and sent her over there to race. And he bred this litter, and he sent them up to me, 2 of them, when they were 4 months old. And we've reared them, and then I broke them in. When he broke in, he didn't break in anything exceptional, but he's improved ever since. Every time you put him around, he finds more. He's a good dog. And the Barsha Bales, I like Barsha Bales. I've had a lot of luck with them. They chase good.
Okay. Well, Michael, you've trained some good dogs in your more than 3 decades in the caper. Do you still rate RJQ as your best?
Oh, she was pretty good. The thing is, the first two sections, that's where you, the best dogs have got, in my opinion, their first two sections are their best sections. You get out and going and they've got to catch you. And RJQ could do that. Here the Drums did that. And this dog does the same. His third section is probably his worst section, but what he can run early and through the middle is very hard to catch.
Well, RJQ, she won 19 of 32, including the Bathurst Cup, where she beat Zipping Garthsdam, Zipping Abbey. And you got to train RJQ through another trainer, Ray Minty, who very sadly passed away this month,
away,
Michael.
Yeah. Ray, when I was a young bloke, he had a dog called Antiquity. And I seen him race at Tamora one night, and I really liked the dog. He had a lot of problems, the dog, and he was a rocket dog. And the first litter I ever bred with a bitch called Eagle Willow, I rang Ray and said, can I come down and use him? So we had coffee in the backyard while he served it. and that mating through a dog called Lucky Ferrari, which Jackie Roy owned. And, you know, he broke the record at Dapto. I think he won over 100,000 prize money in 92, and then he went to America to stud. And that's where I first met Ray, and a lot of respect for Ray, because every time I seen him, he'd stick his hand out and say, how are you, mate? What's going on?
Yeah.
It's a great bloke, Ray.
Well, RJQ is the mother of Fierce Fran from your kennel, who lines up in race number 8 at Wentworth Park tonight. Michael, Fierce Fran will wear the blue rug. Her last win was in a free-for-all at Wentworth in May. She ran 29-96. Can she bounce back tonight?
It's a hard race, and what happened, she came on season, and she hasn't quite been the same dog since, but the last run was much better than a previous few. She's trialling great, but she just in races, she just hasn't seemed to be the same dog since she's been on season. But like I said, last week was a better run, but she'd have to be at her absolute best to beat this field tonight.
Okay, well, all the best with Fierce Fran, along with Bit Flash and Shiny Nose, not well boxed in the 8, but I hope you head back to your Sutton Forest kennels in the Southern Highlands from Wentworth Park a winner, Michael, and I thank you very much for joining us on Going Greyhounds this morning.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for calling.
There's Michael Clayton. Sean?
Yeah, now the Atkins Family Fundraiser, the Greyhound Pup, there are shares for sale still in that.
Yeah, and we've got the bank account details, Sean. Charlie Mio, who we spoke to yesterday, who bought the Aston DB Think-A-Lot pup in Saturday night's auction at Wentworth, he wants to raise $100,000 for Cara and Bailey Atkins, who, of course, tragically lost family in that Singleton house fire. Now, he wants to sell 100 shares at $1,000 each. You and I are already in. All proceeds will go to Cara and Bailey. Now, write this down, folks, or you can have a look at a story coming up on thedogs.com.au in the next few days about it. But the account name that you can write on up and pay your $1,000 to is the Bailey Atkins Fundraiser Trust account. Now, Bailey's B-A-Y-L-E-Y, Bailey Atkins Fundraiser Trust account. I've got the BSB and the account number. The BSB is 062602. 062602, the account 10708649. 10708649. So let's get behind this fundraiser, pay $1,000, and everything goes to Cara and Bailey. Thedogs.com.au for a story forthcoming.
Yeah, let's hope the dog can gallop, because every Zach he wins goes to help him out.
Yeah, too right, Cos.
Which is
too
good. Right. All right, now the pet prep seminars, they've been extended.
Yeah, the seminars which feature Norman Blackburn, who's the chief GRNSW vet, and Tracy Irons, the founder and director of Australian Vet Behaviour Services. They're going to discuss better race performance and rehoming success. They'll be at the Gardens, Richmond, Grafton and Lismore Race Clubs next week from 5:30 p.m. And now, during August, they're going to visit Nowra, Tamora, Queanbeyan, Kempsey, Taree and Muswellbrook. All the details are on thedogs.com.au on the homepage, Cos.
All right, Dave, I'm just looking at that pup. He's a nice pup too. Now, you've got a few tips for us?
Yeah, look, two of our best bets got up yesterday, albeit at very short odds. Our value bet at Gosford, Absconder, saluted at $7 fixed, which was very nice. There's two New South Wales meetings today. Richmond kicks off at 3:11. The best bet, race 8, number 8, BMO's Opal, 8:8. Value bet, race 1, number 7, He's a Smoky, 1:7. Wentworth Park, as we mentioned, and Michael Clayton commences at 7:05 tonight. The best bet, race 5, number 5, Princess Riot in the Gardens to Wentworth Park final. Race 5, number 5. Value bet is in the last race. Race 10, number 7, Ella the Weapon, 10:07. The fields for the Group 1 maturity heats at the Meadows in Melbourne on Saturday night will be out later today. All the best to the mighty Feral Frankie and Jack Smith in that. And just finally, Sean, there are no trials at Bulleye tomorrow.
All right, good on you, Dave. Have a great day and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You betcha.
Dave Carlson, Going Greyhounds, 2 past 11, Sky Sports Radio.